2237.
Where you can take control of the airwaves. If you like, you can dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE as we launch into the second hour of this program. Coming up, a disturbing vote on more sanctions. Sanctions, I think it's like this code word almost that sounds way less awful than it actually is. Because I don't think that it really kind of includes the starvation that might come along with sanctions and the other ways that people could perish as a result of this.
Lack of medical care.
Yeah, so we can talk more about sanctions here, and also it is Memorial Day, so we're here live. We'll take your phone calls about whatever might happen to be on your mind. Toll free at 855-450-FREE, and don't forget to go check out the brand new Reddit integrated front page at freetalklive.com. You do need to be logged into our website and also connected to Reddit, and our site makes it easy. Just look at the messages in the orange box there as you go to the front page at freetalklive.com and follow the instructions. You'll have your account connected within moments. If you already have a Reddit account, if not, then you will have to sign up for one if you want to participate in voting and submitting content to our site so that we know what you think's important. In fact, Mark, you pulled something right from the top of freetalklive.com. We'll get to that here in a little bit. It's about a teacher being reprimanded over informing students of their right to, say something in court. We'll get to that here in a few moments. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number, and freetalklive.com is the website. Ryan's on the line, listening in Massachusetts via the TuneIn app. You're on with Ian, Daryl, and Mark. Hello, Ryan.
Hi there. Hi. Let me try to be clear, because it's funny that I just tuned in. I felt like lately I posted something on Facebook Saturday about God and the Troops, and I said, you know, something along the lines of, like, any troop who doesn't quit their job right now is, like, surrendering their humanity. You know what I mean? And I thought it was, and then the next day I'm like, it was kind of like an insensitive thing to say, you know, and this and that. And it's not the first time it happened. Like, there was one time we were filling out Christmas cards at this club, and I said, you know, I'll do that, but I'm going to tell this person to quit their job because, you know, we're all being lied to. I think it stems from among other, you know, obviously this is all a lie, but I was watching that video that just came out, This Is What Winning Looks Like. And as these soldiers are explaining that they're basically training a child molester to, like, be in charge of this Afghanistan area. And I'm like, how do these guys just refuse to take these orders?
You know? I haven't seen this yet. I know what you're talking about, though, because I subscribed to the Vice channel on YouTube, and I saw these have been kind of filtering out over the last couple weeks.
But we've covered this kind of story for more than 2 years now on Free Talk Live. Yeah. I remember when the first one of these came out, pointing out that, you know, essentially U.S. contractors and military are supporting pedophilia and pedophiles in Afghanistan.
Well, that was I knew things were bad to me when I was like, whoa. And you could see it on the guy's face. He's like, I'm training a child molester right now to be in charge. And it's like, what the, you know, I don't know. I mean, at the same time, I felt like I was being insensitive because I think a lot of people, there's people that have died, you know, there's Americans and people they know that have died, you know, and it's like, it is taboo. It is like, you can't really just say that this is all a lie, but how many times is this going to happen where we just have to not say anything because people are dying over it? You know what I mean?
Well, I don't think it's ever appropriate to feel like you have to keep your mouth shut because of what others might think. But I agree with Benjamin's point earlier that phrasing things in more tactful ways when you speak to them is obviously desirable.
Okay, so I'm not entirely familiar with the video that you're talking about where somebody is training a child molester. Did they know that the guy was a child molester?
Admitted. If you watch, I tell you, listen, like, I just actually keyed it up because I wanted to post it back on Facebook and to kind of, like, tell where I was coming from. And the guy is an admitted child molester. And the guy, even the soldier, says it. He goes, you can see it on it. He's like, this is, you know, this is cuckoo land. And he goes, were training, you know, and admitted, like, he was like some sort of gang member that they're training. If you just want to watch the video, it's called This Is What Winning Looks Like. It's part one. I guess it's a three-part series, and I haven't seen the rest of it. But
how long is the video?
It's like 29 minutes, actually.
So yeah, it's a Vice video. Yeah. It's bound to be good. I mean,
there's some kind of cultural thing in that particular part of the world where, since they dress their women in giant sheets and can't see them at all, that you know, that the men will, you know, have these parties with young boys and that kind of thing.
Yeah, it was weird. It was kind of like that. They said, "Well, you know, yeah, I can't really quote it, but yeah, I think if people would watch that, so you know, it's just another list in a long list of just insanity."
And your question is, why don't they quit? Why don't the soldiers, when they experience this stuff, do something?
Yeah, and I can understand. I think it's maybe a camaraderie thing. And like Benjamin had said about a guy jumping on a grenade, like, I can understand that. Like, if you're working together with these guys and, like, you know, you're trying to just protect yourself, you know, but why can't they just say, we're not taking these orders anymore?
That's an excellent question. They can't quit.
Well, they could. It's difficult, though.
That's what they say. Well, they can't
Bradley
quit.
Bradley Manning wanted to quit, but he was not allowed to quit. So he started leaking documents, and then ultimately he's been in prison for 3 years, most of that time in solitary confinement for 23 hours a day.
I get what you're saying.
Most of these soldiers, sailors, Marines that are looking to quit are looking for permission to quit. They're not looking to quit.
Well, when you're in Iraq, there's not really many places that you can escape to.
You don't need to leave. You just need to stop. Quitting means to stop. That's what quitting means.
Stop what you do. Like, you can see the guy knows that everything he's doing is completely wrong. Like, can't he just say, stop, I'm not doing this anymore?
Well, okay, you know, so there's multiple reasons I think at play here, and obviously anybody who's been in the military should comment on this, because the three of us on the show have not. And Ryan, thanks for your call tonight, man.
Okay,
I appreciate hearing from you. We'll get into the details. But let me just run through a few and just take a few shots in the dark here. One reason is peer pressure. You know, they're around these other, you know, people who are
bad.
Jacked up
bad
on adrenaline.
They'll tell you about your contract, what you signed up to
do. They're your brothers, and you don't want to abandon them in a time of need. And so there's all these kind of social pressures that are on board. And then in addition to that, who knows what kind of social pressures are, you know, back home. Maybe you joined the military because your grandpa did and your dad did. And, you know, you don't want to disappoint them. So, you know, you don't want to be seen as a quitter. So there's those things. Maybe they're
quitters
hoping,
never win, and winners never quit.
Maybe they're really still holding on to that dream of that Pell Grant or whatever it is that's going to help them through college or something. If I just kill a few more innocent people, maybe
if I just stay in for
school
5 more years, I get retirement for the rest of my life.
Yeah, I can understand that one, but more than any of the others.
Free medical care.
Suppose you came to the ideas of liberty at, you know, 16 years in the military. I totally understand why somebody who's just going to, you know, take the cake job as best they can for the next 4 years, stay in and finish up and get their pension. I get it. I don't think it's principled, but I get it.
So those are a couple of reasons: the social pressures, the person maybe, you know, may just simply be an integrity issue for themselves, believing that, you know, this story they've told themselves about how, well, I signed up for 6 years and doggone it, they may be asking me to do immoral things, but I have said I would do this thing. And so they, you know, power on through it. But really, the question should be answered by people who've been in those positions. You know, what was going through your mind? Were you ordered to do something that you disagreed with? And what were the thoughts that you were having at the time? And then there might just simply be those who are afraid, those who maybe have truly come to the conclusion that, oh my gosh, I really made a mistake by joining this organization. What was I thinking? I wish I could leave, but I've heard stories about people going to prison. We talked about one lady who tried to escape to Canada. She got caught. She's now looking at 10 months.
Was that the pregnant lady?
Yes. She's now looking at 10 months, sentenced in prison for that. But then again, others would point out that she only got that because she tried to escape. Had she actually just said, I'm not going to do this anymore and quit, then, you know, told her superiors she wasn't going to do it anymore, that they would make life very difficult for her for a few months, but ultimately not have to go to prison. So I think there's a lot of mythology surrounding quitting the military out there that maybe is to a lesser or greater extent true. But either way, that fear about going to the brig could very well prevent others from deciding they want to stop. So those are a few suggestions I have, but I wasn't in the military. Maybe you were, and you'd like to answer that question. 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, live Memorial Day edition. Free Talk Live.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know when emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Bring us anything you would like at 855-453. That would be the SACL CAI toll-free line, by the way. And this is the live Memorial Day edition of the show. Doesn't really mean anything special except that we're here and we'll take your phone calls about whatever. And we kind of talked about Memorial Day to start out the show tonight.
And probably most hosts that you heard today weren't there.
There's a good chance for that.
Possibility exists.
Or they had some fill-in guys. So we're here, 855-450-FREE. The Skype line for you is lrn.fm, so connect to that username, and you'll be able to link up with us here on the air on Skype and talk about whatever you want. That is the point of Free Talk Live.
So I've been taking this this weight loss supplement that I started a few weeks ago. When I started taking this, I really had no expectation that this thing was going to, you know, cause me to lose weight. But surprise, surprise, it did. It's called Axia 30, and it's really worked for me. It's, by the way, packed with antioxidants that provide countless health and anti-aging benefits. And I've lost somewhere in the neighborhood of 4 pounds in just over three weeks, going on 4 weeks here. I need to actually do another weigh-in here in the relatively near future to be able to update my numbers. But it's been working for me, and nothing's worked for me. I haven't done anything, by the way, anything different in my life at all because, well, I didn't expect it to work. So there you go. If you want to be surprised at a product that really works for you, give them a call at 800-543-6613. It's called Axia 30, and you can tell them I recommended it. 800-543-6613 for Axia 30. 800-543-6613.
Is there a guarantee on the product?
I don't know. I'd have to. Actually, they do have a guarantee here listed on the copy. I guess, you know, for me, it's worked so well that I haven't. There's a 30-day money-back guarantee. So there you go.
There you go. 855-450-FREE, the toll-free number here tonight. You can bring up absolutely anything that you'd like. Any other speculation, guys, as to the last caller's question, why it is that people in the military who are obviously being asked or ordered to do really unscrupulous, really immoral things, why don't they just quit? Do you feel like there was anything that, you know, we didn't kind of touch on in the last segment on that? I kind of rambled. And
I think you really covered it. I mean, that's, I believe me, I'll jump in if you if you say something. But it all comes down to, we're told from the very earliest ages that that's your flag. The people who order you to fight under that flag can't do anything wrong, so do what you're told. It's brave, courageous, just, and right to do what you're told when you put on the uniform. And
honorable.
And you signed a contract. You can only get out when the contract is up.
Which is when we say it is, because, well, they can change the contract terms at any time they like.
Yeah.
Like, well,
what was
the
Hurt Locker movie?
I haven't seen it.
That came out. I haven't either, but I've heard about it. It's about some people whose contracts had expired, but, well, we need more soldiers to go fight in Fallujah, so we're extending your contract for 6 more months.
They called that stop
whether
loss.
You like it or not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was big during the Bush administration. I don't know if it's still happening because I think they are.
No, because there's no more troops in Iraq. Now they're just considered contractors, but they're still wearing the Army troop uniform, but they're no longer there fighting. They're just fighting.
Well, also, it's easier for them to get recruits now than it was during the Bush administration because of the down economy, because people are more desperate for cash.
Yeah.
They're more likely to sign up for the military, get that quick signing bonus.
Yeah.
Absolutely. There's people are motivated by the money as far as the down economy.
And when I was in high school, I was sort of pressured by my grandmother, my dad's mother, because she was, you know, from a military type family. My grandfather did, I think, 20 years in the Army. He was in the Air Force briefly when the Army and Air Force split, whatever battalion or troop or whatever it was he was in, became part of the Air Force, and then when his contract came up a couple months later, he re-signed and they put him back in the Army. So, you know, because it was the military family sort of thing, and that's just, you know, what you do, blah, blah, blah. So I looked into the Marines, and I had actually started the sign-up process.
Oh, wow.
Before essentially becoming a conscientious objector about 3 weeks before I would have graduated high school and gone to boot camp.
Nice.
Yeah.
Now, wait, conscientious objector.
That's why I said, basically, you know, it was one of those things of where I told
changed your mind. Because conscientious objector is a status when you're dealing with the state directly about military service.
Right, well, the conscientious objector is after you've signed, and then you say, hey, you know, like, I've realized that this is immoral, blah, blah, blah. So it was before I actually went to boot camp. Yeah. I went and told the recruiter, and he was like, well, we can't really do that. And I'm like, I'm not going. Well, all right, we'll fill something. I'll fill something out, and you're good.
Okay.
So it was. That's why I say essentially I was a conscientious objector before I actually joined.
I don't think that I had a similar, I guess, epiphany like that. I think that it was just I was considering joining the military at a young age because I thought, hey, you know, military's cool. I'd grown up with all the war movies and all the glorification, the glamorization of the military, and you know, it seemed like it would be an okay thing, and I guess I found a direction in my life, and then it wasn't really interesting to me anymore, and eventually I found the ideas of liberty and became principled and then pro-peace.
Yeah, I think a lot of people, you know, are not seeing anything for themselves coming out of high school. They don't know where they're going to go or what they're going to do. A military recruiter is their first experience with a salesperson.
Yeah.
A first experience where a salesperson is looking them in the eye and selling them. For a lot of people.
Yeah.
And they like the attention. Mm-hmm. Who doesn't like attention being focused on them?
Sure.
You know, obviously.
And the pitch. Yeah. Hey, you're going to get all the girls, the uniform, you get the bonus.
I'm not sure how they pitch all the, you know, how they pitch, but they certainly say, look.
Work 20 years, then retire at 38.
Mm-hmm.
It's absolutely, that's part of the pitch. No doubt, the retire at 38. And a friend of mine from high school did just that. And he went in, you know, did his 20 years and got out and retired at 38. And, you know, he seems to be doing some stuff, but he's not entirely sure at this point. But it gives you direction. I think that more than anything else, that's what young people are looking for is, I don't know what to do. I've been told my whole life, go here, do this, and it's really just an extension of that.
Yeah, you're right, and it's very insidious. I think at a certain level, in that you're absolutely right. For 13 years or 12 years of their life, they've been in these government school systems where it's, you know, the bell rings, you get out of class, you go to the next class, the lights turn out, you be quiet, you raise your hand before you speak. You're being told at all times what to do and where to go. You're absolutely right. And then here you go. Here's the opportunity to continue that. It's a comfort zone. You can keep that comfort zone going for as long as you'd like. We'll give you orders. We'll tell you what to do. We'll make you a better man or woman. This whole pitch that we'll take care of you. The we'll take care of you pitch must be very attractive to someone who's been taken care of by their parents and the state for their whole lives.
The military is more like public school. Then college is like public school. College, you can ditch class. You have to pay them to go. Military, more like public school.
855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. But what's your experience? And you can, of course, bring up anything you like. Free Talk Live.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLISON. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
The 9th Annual Health Freedom Expo returns June 7th through June 9th at the Schaumburg Convention Center in Schaumburg, Illinois, featuring over 75 world-renowned doctors, activists, and experts. Meet Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, actress and activist Daryl Hannah, famed Dr. Patch Adams, women's health expert Dr. Joan Borisenko, GMO activist Jeffrey Smith, and renowned natural health doctor Dr. Joseph Mercola. Sample delicious, healthy foods, watch award-winning documentaries, attend exciting panel discussions, discover the latest latest natural health products. And be sure to check out the Expo Hall, filled with 200 exhibitors. Don't forget about the new interactive pavilions and receive free screenings. It's all here under one roof for only $20 a day or $45 for the entire three-day weekend. It costs less than a doctor's visit. But hurry, tickets are going fast. For tickets and info, visit healthfreedomexpo.com or call 888-658-3972. The Health Freedom Expo, your one source for total natural health solutions.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
If you're going to have a bunker, why not have an ultimate bunker? In case of pandemic outbreak, civil unrest, biological or nuclear fallout, or EMP attacks, stay safe in your own ultimate bunker, built for lasting security for any need or budget. Manufactured in Salt Lake City, Utah, each ultimate bunker includes free food storage and all the comforts of home. Learn more at ultimatebunker.com. That's ultimatebunker.com. Or call 801-661-3900. Ultimate Bunker. You can't do better than the ultimate.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Memorial Day edition of the show is 855-450-FREE. With you in studio, it's Ian,
Daryl,
and Mark.
And join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have on our site. We give them away to you, freetalklive.com. Now, if you like the fact that you can go to freetalklive.com and enjoy it for free, then you might want to send something our way as a thank you. Perhaps you'd like to drop something in the Bitcoin tip jar. You can go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. That's where you can learn more about this new decentralized currency that is available to you anywhere in the world, that allows you to pay anyone anywhere in the world in relatively short time, like instants almost, and it is next to free. It can be free. You can set a voluntary fee that kind of goes to the transaction network if you'd like. And Bitcoin's brilliant. It's an awesome concept that you really should learn a little bit more about. Now, if you go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com, not only can you find the code that you need, the Bitcoin wallet address that you'll need to send us some Bitcoin, but in addition to that, you will also find info like weusecoins.com. There'll be a link to that site there. There'll be a link to bitinstant.com, which is where you can go when you've decided you want to make the plunge and get yourself your first bitcoins, and then your second bitcoins, and then so on and so forth, because BitInstant makes it easy.
Indeed, BitInstant's the fastest, safest, and easiest way to acquire bitcoins. They make it possible for you to deposit money in more than a million locations around the world, including your computer at home. All you have to do is go to bitinstant.com. Tell them how you want to fund your account right there in the pull-down menu. Let them know where your account is. Obviously, they have to know where that is. I would recommend blockchain.info if you don't have an account currently. And then make the deposit. Likely, if you go out and make the deposit at, a MoneyGram location in your town, there's probably one within a couple of miles of you. With a million locations, the chances are good that there's a location that you could deposit money within 10 miles of your house. Likely, it'll be in your account by the time you return. It's bitinstant.com.
All right, so our number again here, 855-450-FREE. Herb is on the line in northern Wisconsin. Herb, are you listening on XM, or is that just normally how you listen to the show?
I usually listen on satellite, Galaxy 19 satellite.
Oh, but excellent.
I just had a question I need advice on, and I just dialed your number.
Fantastic. I'm glad to hear. It's always nice to hear from someone listening on the free-to-air KU band.
One of the dozen, the fewer than dozen people that have answered that.
The Bitcoin KU band channel that we have. So I'm glad that that you found. Did you find us there originally, by the way?
I found you on the satellite Galaxy 19, channel 18.
Fantastic. That's great. It's interesting because some people will find us online and then they'll go listen to us there, but you actually found us on the satellite system.
That is really cool.
Yeah, so I'm glad to know that that's working as I had intended it to. So, Herb, what was your issue? Go ahead.
I'm a property owner in northern Wisconsin, and a couple of days ago I received a notice from the county. The notice expects me to have my septic tank pumped and my whole system inspected. Now, in years past, they've been doing this, and I complied and all, but I've been learning more about liberty and this and that, and I don't like to see all this government control. And as far as I feel about it, it's none of their business what I do with my property. Now, this is a new home. I built this myself 10 years ago. Everything was done proper and first class. And they don't require this of existing homes that apparently been grandfathered in, but I came in at a time where they are expecting this. So I'm looking for the best libertarian type approach to responding to this that I might benefit.
So is this just to clarify, is this a town ordinance that is mandating this, or is this Wisconsin state law?
No, it's a county ordinance.
County ordinance. Okay. I'm just going to go out on a limb here and suggest that this ordinance is designed to shuffle business to the septic tank inspector in the county, who is probably politically connected to the county selectmen or whatever it is that they're called, commissioners there.
Probably one of the, amongst the septic companies, too. I mean, one of these people that comes. Oftentimes, as I understand it, it's in fact Caterpillar, the company that has the big machines, that has lobbied for all these drainage fields and these requirements for the septic company, because that's what you need to build these things. So, I mean, it's kind of silly. You can have 50 dogs in your house, and they can all go and do their business out on the lawn. But God knows if one human was to dig a hole and use an outhouse, it's going to point us at us all.
Yeah, well, Mark, you live out in the woods. I mean, do you have any ideas for Herb here?
I have never heard of this inspection thing before. I think it's very interesting, but I don't know how far you could push it. I want to know what the consequences are of telling these people to take a long walk off a short pier. I mean, what happens if you do?
Well, I don't really know.
Yeah. Don't tell you on the little postcard that they sent, if you do not comply, then blah, blah, blah?
Well, it might be there. There's a lot of stuff there. My wife read it to me because I can't see.
Right.
Okay.
It's always a pain to read through the legalese and all the fine print and all that. Look, there's always risk involved here. If you're going to stand up for yourself, you're going to stand up for your freedoms, then there's a good chance they're going to cut you down. I don't know if you have a good amount of people in your area that would be willing to help you or to back you up or at least come to the meetings or the hearings that they'll inevitably have about this. And it could be something where you might be able to push it up to a certain limit. Again, it just depends on how the ordinance is written, how the statutes have been enforced. If there's a certain deadline, is there a fine? Does the fine double? You know, these are all important questions that you might want to look at.
If I were in your shoes, I would begin looking to see if there are any property rights groups in the area that might be willing to help me challenge this.
Okay.
And, depending on how much time and money you have to invest, maybe you could take it all the way to the Supreme Court.
I don't have. But what I'm looking for is, oh, I'd like to have people to support me, but I don't.
Hmm.
I mean, there's a few patriots scattered around the North Woods area, but I've not seen the support for people that I'd like to see. So I'm thinking of just ignoring it. What do you think of that approach?
That usually doesn't result in anything good. I mean, because then they'll just send you another threat, and they'll issue a fine, and then the final triple or whatever, and then at some point they will take action in court, and then you'll end up in front of a judge who may very well order you to comply with their threat, in which case if you then ignore that order, you could be looking at jail time for contempt of court, which is what I'm currently looking at right now, where my the smoke alarm situation, the Keene Activist Center that you were involved with, Daryl, where they came and woke you up at 8 in the morning as you had just gone to bed because you worked the overnight shift. That's still pending. That case actually is scheduled for a trial on Wednesday. I had put in for a continuance on that matter. But ultimately, if the judge rules in the favor of the city, that's when he writes an order saying, you better put in the interconnected smoke alarm system that they tell you to, or else this is contempt of court and a misdemeanor charge. So it's all, you know, fun and games, city ordinance violation up until you get a judge's order telling you to do exactly as the city says. That's what's possibly I'm facing coming up here, because my tenants, Daryl, do not have interconnected smoke detectors. There are smoke detectors in the home, but they're not interconnected.
People who own their home here in Keene, New Hampshire, are not worth as much as the people who rent homes here in Keene, New Hampshire, because if you own a home, it's fine to just screw up the put up the little smoke detector you get for $10 from the local big box store and with a 9-volt battery in it, and that's just fine. But if you rent this thing out, well, I'm sorry, you're gonna have to drop $3,000 or $4,000 on a smoke detector system. Renters are very important people.
So it's never an easy road, Herb. There's risks involved, and if you don't have anybody around to back you up, that can make it even more difficult and frustrating. What I would recommend is that you do more research and figure out what you're up against, but also look into the Free State Project, where you can have people who actually care about liberty who live in your community. That's what we're doing. You can go to freestateproject.org and learn more. And maybe we'll see you at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Let us know what happens, and thanks for the call. There's more coming up at 855, 453. It's Free Talk Live.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-921-5663. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-921-5663. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-921-5663. That's 1-800-921-5663.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words: disaster stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words: DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse.
Social unrest.
Natural disasters.
Government takeover.
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia,
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show,
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show,
presented in part by GCN.
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have, and all of them don't taste that good. Have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death. And yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste by far. Best results by far. You almost feel like you're cheating that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Whey truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Memorial Day edition here, 855-453. Take control of the airwaves. With you tonight, Ian,
Daryl,
and Mark.
And join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free on our website. You can go over there and enjoy them. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at shop.freetalklive.com. You enter Amazon through the links you'll see at shop.freetalklive.com. There's Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, and Amazon US. You just go into the right Amazon for you. Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. So you're getting the stuff you're used to getting. You're getting the great deals you're used to getting. It's the same Amazon experience. You're just entering through our affiliate link, so they send us a percentage of your sale as a thank you for us sending them the business. So thank you if you have gone to, or if you will go to, shop.freetalklive.com to get your online shopping taken care of. Again, shop.freetalklive.com. A few moments ago, we had Herb on the line, I think it was, and he was talking about a septic tank situation where the county is threatening him. They're saying you have to have an inspection done or else. We don't know what the or else entails.
Of course, his neighbors who were running, you know, old 55-gallon drums as septic tanks or whatever before the, you know, ordinance went through, they don't have to get an inspection.
Right, they got grandfathered in. So, of course, if you've got suggestions, we want to hear about it. 855-450-FREE. He was asking for some suggestions. Vernon's on the line, listening in Copperopolis, California. Vernon, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
What's on your mind tonight?
I just wanted to go ahead and give him a little advice. If I were him, I would, he ultimately could bankrupt the county. They're trying to tell him what he can and can't do on his own property. I would suggest that he gets on westudylaw.org and do a little research in the back office. There has to be some Supreme Court case law to support a defense for him where he could contest what they're trying to order him to do on his own property.
Vernon, have you ever done anything like this? You sound like one of the legal theorist types who calls in with all manner of ideas that they've never actually tried to put into action. Have you actually had experience at any of this?
Well, I'm doing a Title 42 lawsuit. I talked to you guys a few weeks ago.
I don't know what that is.
It's a Title 42 lawsuit. It's a USC Title 42, Section 1983.
Okay, deprivation of rights?
Yes. And I'm in the works on doing one against two judges in the county I live in right now. But I haven't submitted them yet because I want to make sure I have my paperwork tight.
Gotcha.
My mentor, the guy I'm learning from, you know, he says you win with your paperwork. You they settle out of court. You don't.
How much have you paid the mentor?
How much have I paid him?
Yeah.
Well, I went to one of his seminars. That it was a 3-day seminar. It cost me about $190-something for mm-hmm. 3-8-hour days.
Right. Oh yeah, I remember you called about these guys. You called about these guys before, and then when I looked them up, the first website that came up was a site claiming they were scam artists. So I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm interested in hearing and finding out if you actually have any success with this. I always hesitate. I mean, obviously you can put whatever ideas out there you want to, but I'd like to throw out the warning that, you know, you don't really know what you're doing yet when it comes to this court stuff.
No, I'm learning.
Yeah.
But
okay.
I hope you guys. I don't want you guys to discredit Fred and Nina. I don't think. I think that they're real important to the liberty movement. They've had a lot of.
I've never heard of them.
Okay, well, you said you looked them up, and you said it said...
Yeah, I'm just saying, before you brought them up on the show, I'd never heard of them before. So to say they're important to the liberty movement, I don't know, that may be true, but it certainly hasn't scratched the surface of the liberty movement that I'm aware of. Maybe we're involved in two different movements, but I don't know. Have you guys ever heard of Fred and Nina, the legal experts?
It's a nice-looking website.
First time I heard about them was maybe 45 seconds ago.
Yeah, what was the website again?
It's westudylaw.org.
Okay. All right.
This is one of those situations where these are the theories of Fred and Nina, and maybe Fred and Nina are right, and maybe they're not. You're never going to find out unless you try Fred and Nina's theories.
Yeah, and I'm working on it.
They're going to work for some people, and they're not going to work for other people, is what my prediction is.
Yep, I would say that's not really going out on a limb.
And so, if the guy up in Wisconsin there wants to try this out, well, okay. I mean, I'm not going to say don't try it. I don't know. But honestly, you have to, in a situation like, in a war situation, if you want to use that analogy, you send out a few scouts. They get the arrows. And I'm interested in knowing who catches arrows in this one.
Yeah, I think that, I would never say that it's not valuable to learn about their system because, knowing what motions to file can be of some assistance at some level. Like if you know about filing for discovery, for instance, that's a pretty important one to know about.
Well,
I mean, there's some
win,
basics.
Where they win is it's mostly in the case law. It's mostly in the Supreme Court decisions that they research. Them, they've done thousands of hours of research. They find the case law. When a Supreme Court decision is made, that is it's case law, and the lower courts are supposed to abide by it. So,
yeah, but they hardly ever do, and that's the problem. So, I can give you an example of that. There's a Supreme Court case here in New Hampshire called Moskowitz versus Moskowitz, which makes it pretty clear that in New Hampshire you can change your name legally simply by effecting the change and not filing any paperwork with the probate court. But every time I've ever filed a motion with a court to get them to accept that name change, they've ignored it. They've ignored the fact that I've cited case law and I've pointed to the actual quote from the case. It makes it pretty clear that, they're supposed to not ignore this. They're supposed to take this because it's a Supreme Court case. And then you've got other cases like the Glick decision in Massachusetts, which did not stop a man in a uniform from arresting me for video recording video in the Palmer Town Hall. So I think that, it's not a bad idea to kind of learn their system to some extent, but at the same time, to understand that no matter how much you know or how much you think you know about their rules and their laws and their court rules and all the ordinances and statutes, however much info you've crammed in your head, that ultimately none of it really matters because they don't have to follow their own rules. You do. They'll make you follow their rules, but they don't have to follow their own rules. And then it can all come kind of crashing down on you in the moment in time when you're actually there in the courtroom, when you're totally subject to them, locking you away for contempt of court and things like that. That's when the reality comes crashing in that, whoa, they're not supposed to be doing that. You're not even following your own rules. And then by that time, it's too late.
No, I understand what you're saying, and where it's at is what I've learned from these seminars is you're not going to get substantial justice in the lower court. So you do a TRO, which is a temporary restraining order, on the lower court, and you pull it into federal court, and that's where you get substantial justice. The federal judges know they know that they have to follow the Constitution and they have to follow Supreme
Court. They don't have to do anything. No. They're supposed to.
Well, they
the U.S.
They
Supreme Court last year ruled that the Patient Protection Affordable Care Act, which most people call Obamacare, was not really a mandate to buy insurance because it's just a penalty on some taxes. So therefore, it's legal and they can mandate that you have to do anything.
Yeah, I think that can be the real shocker, is to think that you think that the system works at this higher level, that, oh, this is where all the real judges with the knowledge
are. Well, one thing I agree with the gentleman on the phone here is...
Yeah, it's Vernon.
That it doesn't work at the lower levels.
Yeah, that much is true. And, of course, it'll take you years to get all the way up through the higher levels. So we look forward to hearing updates from you, Vernon. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. At 855-450-FREE. But, I mean, I did recommend to our caller earlier, hey, you really should know what you're getting into here.
Yeah.
I mean, as far as he's facing some sort of threat.
Find out what the penalty is before making a decision.
Yeah, exactly. Figure out what the maximum possibility of you know, are you going to lose your property?
Do a cost-benefit analysis, basically.
Yeah, what happens if you don't pay the fine? Are you going to go to jail? So to know about the system does help, but the most important thing you need to know about the system is that none of the rules apply if they decide they don't want them to. And that's the shocker, because when you're learning about the law, it all seems so concrete. I mean, there it is. Words on paper. It's contrast. It's
they've written it down.
Yeah, I mean, it must mean something. They've gone through all this pomp and the circumstance of elections and then, the legislators coming together and they're voting and they're all writing and signing. And there's the governor who signs these things and then the men in the robes. And there's all this, you know, mechanism, all these mechanisms of legal land that appear. Oh, you know, sure, they do the wrong thing every now and then. But gosh darn it, the system's the best system in the world. And here are the rules. And I've learned all the rules, and then, whoops, rule number one is we can waive the rules anytime we want to. Now, sometimes it doesn't actually say that in the rules. It does here in New Hampshire, but that's the way they play it anyway. Even if you can't find that phraseology in your particular set of law books, don't worry. The more time you spend in courtrooms, the more bewildered you'll be. The more of a believer you are in the law and the system, as people like this are, the more bewildered you'll be as to how they can so flagrantly violate their own rules. It's just, after a while, it'll stop shocking you, and then you'll come to the realization that, oh, yeah, they kind of do what they want to. 855-450-FREE, but still, would love to hear your thoughts. You can bring up anything. Hour 3 next, Free Talk Live.
If you don't feel as good as you'd like, or if you're looking to get a jump start on a new, healthier you, Youngevity has your answer. The Healthy Start Pack is antioxidant-rich and beyond compare because you get all 90 essential nutrients and 115 fruits and vegetables. To order your Healthy Start Pack today, call 607-739-5595. Again, that number is 607-739-5595. Once you start taking the Healthy Start Pack, you will see and feel why our motto is 90 for life.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.